You are listening to Back and Forth, a ping pong chat about logistics, brought to you by TGL.
So would you say then the customer today who utilizes our services, are they, would you describe them as more digitized, more sophisticated, or is it just something basically that's the law of the land? It's a generational shift, a paradigm shift in how they are using traditional freight services.
I would definitely agree with the words that they are very much more sophisticated. I would not necessarily say they're very digitized. They're very sophisticated, and I'll give you a classic example. The average person we're selling shipping to today is also the average user of Amazon every day. That's where they buy their, I don't know, toiletries. And if I can buy a toothbrush on Amazon and I can track it all the way from the warehouse to my door, I don't understand why I can't find a 40-foot metal box and where it is on the face of the earth. It puzzles you, right? So they're way more sophisticated. And they're expecting a similar experience in other parts of their interactions in their daily life. I wouldn't necessarily say the world has been fully digitized yet in supply chains. And it's also a word that's been thrown around a little bit more freely, especially with the pandemic. I don't think anybody has a very defined definition of what digitization means in supply chain. People can talk about digitizing documents. People can talk about, you know, can talk about digitized on a platform and seeing where the container moves on the ship. For me personally, digitization, or at least for Silk, I can speak confidently, digitization is all about structuring the data. As I told you earlier, majority of the operations shipping happens on WeChat, WhatsApp, email, you know, phone calls. That's pretty much where the meter on the bones are. That's where the decisions get made. And as long as they live offline, you're never going to learn from those decisions. It's just going to be all over the place. You're going to spend more time uncovering when things go wrong, where an interaction that went wrong. So it's not necessarily digitized as yet, in my opinion, unless you digitize that piece of, you know, how that decision evolved as to you deciding to move a ship in a particular way. Everything else that comes after, in you know, forgive the phrase, but it's putting lipstick on a pig.
Yeah.
You really want to kind of, you know, track the genesis of the decision, not just, you know, track the decision itself.
Well, our industries are very, very good at putting lipsticks on pigs.
Tell me about it.
Need help with your next shipment? Feel free to visit our website at www.tgl.co to book an obligation-free consultation. You can also check out the video for this episode on our YouTube channel. And while you're at it, add us on Instagram or LinkedIn and Facebook by searching Think Global Logistics. Thank you for listening.